This is Soraya with you. Hi, Soraya again. Is there anyone of you is married?
Yes,
so
I'm married.
Cool down all this.
I'm engaged.
You are Michelle.
Right? Michelle is married and Lizette is engaged.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, Mabruk.
I love my family and my country. We are human beings. So I know that and you know that and the people know that we call for peace. And we hate the war, and we don't afraid from the war. What will you say? And are you afraid from the war?
I'm this is Lizette here. I'm actually completely devastated, because, like I said, I'm a Muslim, and I understand that a lot of my Muslim brothers and sisters would get hurt. I mean, just killed. Just absolutely demolished, and a lot of people think that, you know, who cares, they're far away, you know, and it's just like, no, we're all human and we're all here, and it absolutely scares me because I can't understand that how can intelligent people actually have to resort to war and think that that's going to bring about an answer to something that it just absolutely baffles me. It just scares me.
We're so sad. I swear to you, we're crying. We're so scared. We're so scared that innocent people are going to die in your country. And it hurts us tremendously.
One thing...
I really appreciate that. I have to say something. There was like 4 or 5 days ago, there was this debate on the Abu Dhabi channel. Okay? It was between the new University of Baghdad and... Davidson University, South Carolina. Okay? So this debate lasted for like 2 hours. And then...
And a half.
Exactly. Sorry, two hours and a half. And when it was broadcasted, it was for 1 hour. And... The one and a half hour left was gone. And guess what? The 1.5 hour is gone was for our favor. So it was, you know, I don't know, it's a professional's work. Yeah. They ended it into the American students' side. Okay, favor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you have to comment about that?
This is Lizette. I think that we question our media here a lot, and that's why we resort to independent sources. Maybe the fact that it was on Abu Dhabi TV, I'm not sure. They probably have a control over their media sources, and maybe you can look into more independent sources too.
Personally, I was really pissed off because, you know, half the meeting was cut away. So I was really pissed off. I mean, I was supposed to be there. And when we were watching it, I was not there. And most of my friends were, you know, Mahmoud and Saeed and a lot of people was not there. Well, we were shocked, actually. Is this American media?
We are too.
Why does American media has to be afraid of like 5 Iraqi students? We don't have weapons.
That's a great question.
Yeah, really. I mean, if they are so afraid, sorry to say that, but they are such cowards.
Because they need to continue the lies in order to convince people that war is good. They continuously lie. The media lies all the time.
No.
Really?
This wasn't about war. This was about the Iraqi student and his USA opponent. I mean, guys, we kicked their butts there.
You know, I wish we could
really
have seen it.
No offense. I don't hate people. But there was this guy, he was a redneck. His name was Max. He started talking about liberation and we are coming to liberate Iraqi people. And then I answered him. And, you know, the whole conversation, which was the best, personally, I consider it the best part in the whole debate. It wasn't there.
I think there's a lot of racism in our media, too. There's probably a lot of racism in our media as well.
I got an offer here.
You can say that again.
If I'm going to send an invitation for any one of you to come here and spend a couple of weeks here in Iraq to know what it's like to live here, would any one of you accept it?
Yes,
absolutely. Right away.
Yeah, we'll come.
Oh, yeah.
what is preventing you from coming here? I can answer.
Your
government. You are not allowed to come to Iraq, right? None of you is allowed to get any visa to Iraq. And this is democracy. Why do you think? Because they are absolutely positive that when you're going to come here and to live with us, and you know that there are so many young people here who are just like you, got the same hobbies, the same life, the same future, the same dreams, the same families, the same communications, you will stand against the war and against your government, and that's what they don't want.
Can I say something? Yeah, I don't know, maybe Leoran or Josh said something about that they want to continue living and they like the war game. What about us? We do want to continue our life. I'm talking about myself. I would like to continue my life. You are talking about yourself only. You like the war game and you want to continue your life. You have said a lie and you have believed it, that Iraq owns the weapon of mountain of mass destruction. For God's sake, gang, you have to stop lying about this issue. You want to live, you have to let the others live.
Excuse me, I think there may have been some misinterpretations. What we're trying to do here is just kind of tell you guys what we are hearing, and we are saying that a lot of Americans believe that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, and that Iraq will use them.
What's your proof?
All that I'm saying is that
Wait a minute here. Here we are just facing accusations without any evidence, and it's generally well known that each accusation should be attached with an evidence. So where are your evidence?
I think that's absolutely true. That's the tragedy of our current government, is that they feel that everyone should just believe what they say because we should trust them. And any evidence they try to present to back up their claims about nuclear weapons or chemical weapons or meetings between Iraqis and Al-Qaeda people, all of those accusations, when they present an evidence, it becomes false when people investigate. So we are asking the same question. Where is the evidence? Where is the evidence? We don't know one way or the other because there is no evidence one way or the other. So it's impossible for us to know the truth.
So we're just asking you guys to answer the American people that are for the war. We want to see what you guys have to say, because I think that a lot of people need this clarified. They're not sure what the Iraqi people are saying, and we would like you guys to tell us what you would tell the people of the United States who are for the war.
We want the world to realize that you are just like us and you deserve life just like anyone else.
You have to tell George Bush Jr. this fact.
You're right.
Here, have you guys searched for any information of our country, our culture, our history, our facts, our religion, or anything about us? You got access to internet, you get access to satellites, you get access to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So aren't you guys curious to know who are those guys that your government is going to bomb?
We are the land of the first civilization. I think that you heard about it. We are the one, this civilization, I mean, the first civilization, the two reverse civilization. It's the place that raised all the languages and the knowledge and everything. So, we are so, let's say, I don't know how to say it for you, but you should know it, that we are not only just like you. Maybe, I'm sorry to say that, but maybe we are better than you, I mean, for the American people. So, and I want to say something. Let me finish, Haider. And I heard that Bush Jr., in his teenage age, he was taking a drug.
Yeah.
So he was a drugger.
Yeah.
And he was very, very, very naughty.
Yeah.
So, and I think that you're going to say that everyone in the world in this age able to do anything, and everyone has made a mistake in this age. But his father, I mean Bush, the old one, was exist. That's right.
He was so, what?
Let's face it, in your country, it's just changing names. When you change your president, you're just changing the names and the faces. The same system. Yeah, come on, that's the fact.
You are not changing the policy, only the name.
Just like changing the name and the face and the smile of your president.
It's true. I just want to go back to that question on why we're here about, like, you guys and we want to know about you guys. We're interested in your culture, and that's why we're doing, that's part of why we're doing this talk, because we want to hear from you. But like, for an average American, the stereotype of an Iraqi involves like somebody riding around on a camel in the traditional Arabic like dress, and we really don't know that much. Could you maybe give us a little more what it's like, and give us like, what's your typical stereotype of an American?
Guys, this is ridiculous. We are a very intelligent people.
I have just parked my camel by the garage.
It's so modern. It's so modern.
Mine's a Mercedes.
It's a Mercedes. It's so comfortable to ride on it.
I have air conditioner in my camel.
CD player? CD player?
I have a CD changer in mine.
Okay. Like, we all in this room realize that that's not true, but what's your, like, what's a typical Iraqi stereotype of an American? Like,
hi, it's Lubna again. As a girl, for me, I don't have anything except pray. So can you pray with us?
Yes.
Oh, pray?
Is this too much to ask?
No, please.
Is this too much to ask? You can pray in your own way. You can pray in your
everyone,
own way.
Everyone can pray in with
but
his own
we
way.
We are praying in our hearts. Right now, that we can listen to, and I wish that I can see this group again.
And we hope our voices will reach all over the world, and we hope that this conversation and other conversations can stop this coming war. We really hope so.